The Premier of New South Wales, Gladys Berejiklian, has asked an expert panel for advice on drug use at music festivals after two partygoers died at Saturday's DEFCON festival in Sydney's West. The Police Commissioner, the state's Chief Medical Officer and the Chair of the Independent Liquor and Gaming Authority will consider if there should be new penalties for drug dealers and how festival promoters and operators can improve safety. But the state government has made it clear the panel will not be considering pill testing, which is favoured by harm minimisation advocates. Sandra Siagian reports.
New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian is determined to make music festivals safer, and she's enlisted a panel of experts to help her do this. But there's one thing she won't compromise on.
Pill testing is not supported by the New South Wales government. We've been very clear on that point, and I can't be clearer about that today.
Harm minimisation advocates have renewed their calls for the government to reconsider the option of testing illicit pills at festivals following the deaths of two people at a Sydney event on the weekend. But the New South Wales Premier says it's not an option she will consider, even if the advisory group comprised of Police Commissioner Mick Fuller, Chief Medical Officer Dr Kerry Chant and Chair of the Independent Liquor and Gaming Authority Philip Crawford finds it's a good idea.
Pill testing doesn't guarantee the safety of a drug, and what might be safe for one person may not be safe for another person. The last thing we would want to see is people get a false sense of security. And if something is illegal, it is inappropriate for us to turn a blind eye and say it's okay to allow that to happen. I do worry about the slippery slope that pill testing provides.
If you want to save young people's lives in an environment where pill testing might be able to do that, it doesn't seem very sensible to rule out one of your strongest weapons in that fight against young people dying from drug overdose.
Emergency doctor David Caldicott worked on Australia's first successful pill testing trial at Canberra's Groove in the Moo Festival in April this year. Of the thousands that attended the festival, 128 elected to have their drugs tested.
Young people could bring their products to the group of experts and have them tested by fully qualified chemists and be provided with information about what was in the product that they had intended to take, with a view to allowing them to make informed decisions about whether they should take it or not.
Dr. Caldicott has long advocated for the use of pill testing services and says it's implemented in more than 20 countries.
Other organisations around Europe have been doing it for equally as long in countries such as Switzerland, in Spain, in Portugal. There's really quite a lot of them, and it's actually so well established now. There are, in fact, good practice guidelines in Europe for how to roll out a pill testing service.
In 2011, he designed the Wedonos project in the UK, a postal service that allows drug samples to be submitted anonymously for analysis.
It provides consumers with an understanding that really they can't rely on what people selling drugs are telling them are in their drugs. And also importantly, it gives a wide variety of people a lot of important and detailed intelligence about what's on the market and how it's moving around the market as well.
And when David Caldicott designed Australia's first pill testing trial in Canberra this year, he looked to Europe for what he considered a successful model.
We decided we would follow the very best that we knew of, which was a group called Check It in Vienna. We followed the European best practice guidelines.
ACT Health Minister Megan Fitzharris says she was happy with the trial and hopes to use it at future music festivals.
The ACT government's first message was don't take drugs, it's dangerous, it's illegal. But if you are, pill testing provides an opportunity to have information about potentially what you're putting into your body. That information may cause people not to take the drug and may in fact reduce the potential for someone to be harmed.
ACT Health Minister Megan Fitzharris, our reporter Sandra Siagian.